This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So I get a phone call
from
Jesse David Fox.
Okay. Vulture, from Vulture?
From Vulture.
Host of Good One. This was a sad call.
He's weeping. He's crying. Vulture Fest is in trouble, he says.
Mm.
We have to cancel it unless you can save it.
Mm-hmm.
JDF, I say. Anything you ever wanted. What can I do?
You know that, and you know that,
please.
Jesse. Anything.
This guy's practically my best man.
Yes. But you have to come here. You have to do it in Los Angeles.
It's got to happen in LA. I'm not going to New York. Yuck.
Yes. You have to put me up, obviously, like I live here, but I still need to be like on site the night before.
I'm going to need accommodations. Yeah.
Yes.
Should really be at the Roosevelt, I say.
Yeah.
Got to be outdoors. It's safer. So
yes.
Build a stage.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing. You got to get me Titus.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook dives into Hollywood Homicide with Bosch, a coming together of two LA institutions. Thank you so much for being here today. Title came out fine. I wanted it to be longer.
We were pitching on titles. We had a really good long title for it. Jesse said it wouldn't fit on Twitter.
Yeah.
So we had to get back in the lab. This one's fine. It doesn't tell the whole story, but
yeah. The original title we suggested was, "Hey, I have an idea: : Let's put on a show starring Hollywood Handbook's Hayes and Sean." And, of course, their beloved fans. And they'll meet Bosch.
And Bosch will be there. And Bosch will be there. Two different Bosches. Parentheses.
Yes.
One Bosch is the TV show Bosch. One Bosch is the dog Bosch. That's a good idea. So that was the original title.
Yeah. It's our first live show in 2 years. Thank you. Thank you. We're not rusty. We have been training.
Yeah. You probably already feel it. We're as sharp as we've ever been. Maybe sharper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The entire time, just sharpening the axe.
So I think we need to bring out the guest.
We have
going,
to.
Like, no,
we have
want to.
We
talk to you guys
we
forever.
Have to.
No, it's actually good to bring the guest in.
Yes.
Before he comes out, of course you clap for him.
Of course.
When we bring out the other Bosch.
Yeah.
We don't want to scare this guy. He's an animal.
Mm-hmm.
So please do not clap or woohoo or laugh or anything to freak him out. And actually, especially for people who are listening to this as a podcast, if you could do us a favor and not laugh or clap for the rest of the show, even though we're doing a good job and being funny, that would actually help just so the dog stays calm. So anybody hears it goes, hey, it sounds like they died. The audience didn't like it. It's actually out of respect for the dog.
Yeah, that's for the best. Because he will bite everyone here.
He's insane.
He will take his time with each one.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dog is
He like shows
very
you your organs
unwell.
Before you die. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, he's a sick man.
Yeah.
He's been training as well throughout the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's been pretty gruesome. Excited, we have here
special
a guy,
very you special
know
man.
Him, you love him. He was in a lot of shows before this. He was on Lost. He is Bosch. He said in Gone Baby Gone, Amanda literally roasted.
Mm-hmm.
We all remember that scene. And now he's here, and he's gonna help us win you over. Titus Welliver!
Titus Welliver! So I want to, okay, before we get into this,
please don't tear it up and throw it out.
Before we get into this, so the first bullet says sandwich language. That's for the end.
Sandwich.
We talk about the sandwich language at the very end. I know it's first, but you see how it's written on their end. So we don't talk about that until the end, okay? And then under that is the key messaging. We are going to want to stay on point for this entire show. We, like Bosch, we have a job to do, and we do it well. Mm-hmm. And the job is to get through all of the key messaging. But don't rush. Don't rush. Go point by point. Go in order. Absolutely go in order. But take your time. Make it yours. Make it yours.
I want you to feel comfortable. It should feel really natural.
Is this thing on? Oh, it is.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Cool. Titus, key messaging, it's a little bit, it's our sign that says get off your ass and knock on doors, huh?
That's life, man. That's life.
Yeah. But what it says instead is the title of the spinoff, which premieres on IMDb TV, Amazon's premium free streaming service in 2022. And the title, of course, is...
Wait, and this is big. We're announcing this title right now.
We're the first people to have it. And the title is Return of the Son of Bosch.
Yes.
The Revenge of Bosch. Mm-hmm. He's back. Is that... Am I missing something? Return of the Son of Bosch. I'm coming together of two L.A. institutions.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it. That's it.
And that was all you, right? Like, that's your creative. You don't get involved in, you know, you let the writers do their work, but the title is Titus.
That was my call.
They let you put the star on top of the tree. That was actually a test to see if you would remain on the key messaging.
I'm on it. I was on it, right?
The title is...
Please don't clap or laugh because I'll freak out and run off the stage.
Bite everyone. Titus will bite everyone here.
It's been known to happen.
It was a fake title and none of you noticed. The title is Bosch Legacy.
That's true.
Bosch Legacy.
I know. It sounds like a fucking vampire show.
Yes.
No, not really. I think it's good.
Bosch colon legacy.
Bosch
colon legacy.
Yes.
What would be? That's a whole different show.
Yeah, yeah.
Just visualizing it, it is something interesting. A colon with three dots.
You know, I think it should be in Braille. I mean, you know, and really get tricky.
Accessibility, yes. Yeah. Very few titles are in Braille these days.
I have a sort of a joke. Bosch colon legacy. You could shoot the whole thing on a very small camera.
Don't laugh.
Like a half joke. Yeah, please don't laugh.
I'm going to bite somebody.
Titus, we want to bring out another guest in a second. Do we want to do that now?
Let's get it out of the way because he's like got to be freaking out.
Fucking drama teacher or something like that. Is it?
This is your life, Titus.
Yeah.
He's the one who taught you to stay in the moment.
I get scared, yeah. I live too much in the moment.
He's something of a drama teacher. He is bringing the drama everywhere he goes.
Yeah, he's spilling the tea.
Yeah. This is a dog. This is Sean's dog. Sean's dog is famously named Bosch. People thought, what's going to get people out? Like, live theater is in trouble. What's going to get people out to come see a live show?
Why risk your health, your family's health?
Yes.
We need to give you a pretty good reason. Yes. It is seeing a dog for about 45 seconds.
Yes. And seeing a man meet a dog who is named the same thing as
a character.
The dog's name
is the name of the character the man plays on the show.
Yes.
I mean, is that not moving tickets? I think it did.
That's chaos theory, man.
Yes. So let's bring him out. We have Chef Kevin here with Bosch the dog. This is Bosch.
Don't. Yeah.
Please.
Tennis clap.
Thank you.
Hey, Bosch.
Bosch!
Okay. This is Bosch. Everyone's being very cool. Everyone's being very casual. Don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Look somewhere else. Look somewhere else. Be like talking to each other. Don't like act like this is... See how he's getting very nervous and distracted? Act like this isn't happening at all.
See how mad he is? Oh my gosh, look at this beast. He's freaking out. What a psycho. Okay, Bosch.
Okay.
Did you get your picture taken?
Good boy.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Okay. We love you, Bosch.
He can go. He can go. He can go. Magic. Magic. Magic in the heart of Hollywood.
It's my show.
Yes.
That's a cool dog.
Yay.
Now you can clap. Now you can clap for the dog.
And that's the last one. You get one.
Thank you so much. Let's get back on the key messaging.
Please. We're so far off the key messaging right now, I'm sick to my stomach.
Bosch Legacy premieres on IMDb TV.
That's the only one we have said.
Yes. Amazon's premium free streaming service in 2022. Where are we at on casting for that?
Oh.
How are we doing? Like,
I know where this is leading. Okay.
How
are we looking in terms of like...
A shameless cameo?
You made like the big discovery. Like where are we?
Who's
are you
the,
in the
like,
room for those sessions?
I'm in the room for those
wow.
sessions.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
And your chemistry is something like this, you hope, when you're in that room?
Yeah.
I'm an observer.
Okay.
I'm like a CIA spook in the room.
Okay.
Walk me through it, production-wise. Where are we at? Like,
yeah.
How much of this is in the can?
Just ask your question. I know where this is leading.
You got room for two more?
Exactly.
Because even people Always. Are saying, like, oh, it's, like, fully wrapped. It's, like, shot out. Like, we're done.
We're talking to these IMDb people
yeah.
the suits, and they're going, well, we shot it all. It's all filmed. We have it all. You know, we spent a lot of money. We're already in editing. And I'm going, let's talk to the real artists who know
yes.
if you find something like this, lightning in a bottle.
I know.
I don't care what it costs.
I know.
You go reshoot that
yes.
thing. Page
yes.
one,
yes.
rewrite.
You know, yes.
To get the boys in
yeah.
town.
Yes.
You know, sky's the limit. I say we do a post-production, you know, we've just got to figure it out.
We just got to
right?
figure it out. That's exactly what I told them. We
That's
just
what I
have
said.
To figure this out.
But we'll make all, this happen.
We will make this happen.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. We're already on IMDb.
Yeah.
So to get to IMDb TV.
You literally
yeah,
like
say that three times really
over.
Fast. I still struggle with that.
I don't have to say, it's actually bad to say the name of the network on the show. So
yeah.
that's the one thing I don't have to know how
yeah.
to say.
Right.
No, I think it takes people out of it. If I'm
yes.
on the show, and I will be,
yeah.
and I keep talking about how, like, hey, I was just watching IMDb TV last night, IMDb TV, IMDb TV, IMDb TV, then I feel like people are going to start looking for the remote, you know
yeah.
what I mean? But if I'm saying, like, tough stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
If I'm going, like, yeah, unfortunately, I had to punch that guy. Now you're in the show. Now you reach for the remote to turn up the volume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big time.
Which is good. That's very important for ratings now because like with streaming and stuff, it's different how they evaluate. And now it's how loud you watch it.
Yeah.
That people are really paying
extra
attention
points.
To. Yes. You get extra points for that.
Well,
and the residuals ain't bad either.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to have that conversation up here.
You didn't get
that's
cut
one of
in.
The, that's
the,
one of
you
the,
didn't get the. You didn't.
I don't get what
piece.
You guys get. No.
That's the key
oh,
messaging. Actually, is talk about Titus's deal points.
that,
how much of the show?
Son
is
of a
he
bitch, owed? You got that in there, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's,
yeah.
They wanted. Yeah, they wanted
wow.
to kind of walk through the contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought these people don't care, but no, they want
yeah.
they want a number on it.
So
the
Titus,
more you watch, the better you feel.
IMDb TV is available. As a standalone app on many connected TVs and devices. Many.
Yeah.
Many, many.
So computers, iPads, Kindles.
Yeah. He could keep listing. I mean, we're not going to make him list every device. It's
yeah.
many. Yeah.
Including Fire TV, Roku, and mobile.
Yeah, we'll keep listing them, obviously.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
going to say them. Yeah.
This is in shameless
addition,
promotion.
Both Prime and non-Prime members can watch IMDb TV programming for free. Through Prime Video. Talk about the show. What's everything that happens in it?
You want me to give up the whole season?
I would just, like you to do the theme song first, and yeah, we, scene by scene, we want you to walk through it.
We
yeah.
don't have one yet.
No
Titus!
Theme yet.
We don't. And every, you know, we had the Caught a Ghost. That everybody loves that Bosch theme.
Yeah.
I've heard, I've had people come up to me in airports, and it's their ringtone on their phone.
Wow. Yeah. I have a suggestion. You know in how in Us, they did this kind of scary version of that old song of I Got Five on it?
Yeah.
What about a scary version of Thrift Shop?
That'll work.
Could that be cool?
It goes like, you know.
It's a little bit creepy.
Do, 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 mm-hmm. do, do, do. I'm gonna pop some tags.
You know?
Scary.
With... I mean, does that get you ready for some Bosch
or
what?
That's a cold ass honky.
No theme song yet, but that's an idea.
Okay, okay. We just did it. But
tough to top, tough to top the Bosch.
My bosses are here. They're taking notes. You never know.
The show follows Harry Bosch after leaving the LAPD as a detective, as he gets his state license as a private investigator. You see him studying, cracking the books. He's in the stacks.
Big time.
A lot of it is reading, I'm told.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reading. No, there's a lot of... For some reason this season, I spent a lot of time on the telephone.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
COVID show.
Relatable.
Yeah.
We're all on our phones.
COVID production. Hey, instead of having people in the same room, people are mostly on the phone.
They're talking on the phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's a whole, you know... That's an acting class unto itself.
That can be pretty powerful.
Phone acting. Talk about this.
Give us
a
lesson.
Please speak on phone acting.
What's the secret? How do you pretend to be hearing it?
Yeah.
I'm schizophrenic. It's easy. you just have to look interested.
Okay.
Right.
But, can we see that? Can we see the sunglasses out? Can we see that? Can we see interested?
Pretend you're on the phone with me instead of doing
a
live show.
I'll fall off my chair if I take these glasses.
Okay.
But I'm taking a call.
Okay.
Bosch. Yeah. Yeah. Did he say when? Okay, thanks.
Wow.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing about it.
Okay.
There's a lot of cats on Twitter that are offended by the phone etiquette on our show.
Wow.
They go, nobody ever says goodbye.
Yeah.
You just hang up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually got sucked into Twitter conversations with people about this shit. And I suddenly realized, I go, this is the most banal, ridiculous conversation I've ever had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a cop who's just on the move.
Right.
Yeah, just give me the facts. Okay, you got the lab report. Thanks. He says thank you.
Sure.
Yeah.
He doesn't say goodbye.
I heard it. Hit my ear a little weird, actually.
But it's kind of true. But in the new show... Bosch Legacy. I made every attempt to say goodbye when I did a phone call.
We're adding bye. We brought the goodbyes to the people.
And I've been brought to my knees by these people.
In the cuts I've seen, the byes get longer and longer. He starts saying bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
You say bye first.
Yes.
I don't want to say bye. Yes.
Okay,
say
bye. Well, no, just say it. Just say it. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could double back, you know, I know you're not necessarily a fan of the podcast, but in a way you stumbled right into it, which is when you do notice that you're having the most banal, ridiculous conversation of your life,
mm-hmm.
bring it live on the show.
Yes. Yes.
That's all we
That's
do.
Real.
That's all we do.
Real.
It's a Twitter argument with a complete moron.
Yes.
And then we just take it to the people. We say, you be the judge.
Well, you know, they judged and I broke.
Yeah.
I broke like I was in a leg trap, man.
That doesn't feel good, man. That's not the Titus I know. You changed. You used to be out cracking skulls if people tried to tell you to say goodbye on the phone.
No, I've lost it. I've lost all my edge. I don't know what it is.
It softens you a little bit.
I think COVID beat me down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a hard couple years.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been hard.
It beat me down.
Yeah.
Talking to myself too much.
Yeah.
Way too much time on social media.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a fake account that you use to compliment yourself, is that right? We all have it, it's fine.
Everybody's got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't maybe you don't use it as much as I do.
Yeah.
That's not one of the key messages.
We want to stay on the key messaging.
Okay.
That's right.
I'll say this. You don't just to be clear, you're not implying that the trolls on Twitter started COVID as a weaponized campaign to make you say goodbye on the show.
I don't think that's a big reach out there.
That's making sense.
Trolls have a lot of power these days.
They sure do.
The key to that shit.
Okay.
Which I love to do, when people are like, "You're a leftist Hollywood liberal," and I'm like, "Okay, yeah." And I own firearms.
Yeah.
Would
you like to see one?
I don't even respond. Would you like to see a photo of all?
Hey,
come to my fucking house, baby. Come to the wrong house at the wrong time. It's just to block them and not say anything.
Mm.
They go ape shit. And then what they do is they jump onto a friend's account.
Yeah.
Because they think
there's been some
they think they'll get me that way.
Yeah.
And then I block that person. And then that person ends up circuitously trying to get a message to me to
my
say,
friend was on
that's my boy. He's a dick. I'm really sorry. I don't share his opinions. But please don't block me. It's fun.
And then that one's blocked. Yeah.
And I'm like,
and then ding. Yeah.
Everyone gets blocked.
Everyone
and then finally, blocked. It's just you alone on an island.
Yeah, and I got no followers. That's what it's going to be.
That's the dream, man.
Titus Welliver, zero followers.
I'll this season,
ringing my sad little bell in the universe. Just like me.
You are working with one-time enemy, hotshot attorney, Money Chandler. Casting there, recasting conversations, like where are we at with that role?
Obviously, we might want to go a tiny bit younger. Maybe it's two people,
two guys,
just one lawyer,
two men,
yeah,
a blonde-haired guy from Brockton,
yeah, two guys who could kind of be brothers.
Isn't that what we need?
Or a lumberjack from like East Haven.
Mm-hmm. East Haven lumberjack. Just what we need, I think, in the national conversation is instead of this woman powerful lawyer, how about two tall, straight white guys, both from, you know, kind of nice background.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And just finally getting their voice heard on television.
Yeah.
Could that be good?
That could be good. That's the next meeting. I think since we're going to open it all up, why not kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's open back, it all
yeah,
up.
Back to the lab. Yeah, we are starting from scratch on this one.
Oh, yeah. But then you would have to arm wrestle Mimi Rogers. And she's one of the toughest broads in Hollywood, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
She will whip your ass.
Okay.
She is tough.
I would love
I
that.
I won't show up. You,
yeah. I would.
Yeah, you
would
I would
pay a good deal of money to get
so
their ass
much.
Whipped by Mimi Rogers.
Yes.
You have a daughter in real life, and on the, you have multiple daughters, and you have a daughter on the show as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But you think he should have a son? Two sons.
That.
I don't even. God, one, is that your
that,
idea?
That's
wow.
Your
that looks
idea.
Like.
Picturing
yeah.
It. Jesus, I was going to say
the
that.
The Seymour Cassell lookalike and Frank Serpico. I mean, are we fucking kidding?
I get it, guys. Not young Seymour, but like.
No, but you know.
You've gotten that before.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I mean, you're
I can't walk down the damn street out here without saying, Seymour.
Seymour. Are you kidding me? People don't even know who John Cassavetes is anymore. It's a
Can
sad.
Can you believe that?
It's sad.
That's making me sick.
Jeez.
Yeah. They're like, Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Get out of here, Paw Patrol.
Zoomers and their Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Sit down and watch A Woman Under the Influence.
Yeah. Just turn off Paw Patrol and put on The Killing of a Chinese Bookie. The long version.
I love these guys, by the way. I'm so happy
Thanks.
To be here.
Yes. Thank you. That father-daughter relationship. So
it's not working for you.
No. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
All right.
There's a lot of speculation, obviously, about Maddie's future and what, you know, what path she's going to take. And we have some ideas. Maybe you could tell us how Harry Bosch would react if she started a podcast. Would that be cool?
No.
Let me
you
wouldn't
like that?
I, he's not a podcast kind of guy.
Okay. Let me give you this.
I mean,
she comes.
He would watch and listen to your shit and dig it, but...
Well, because it's jazz.
Or Michael Connelly.
Because this is jazz.
Or the murder book, you know, sure. Michael Connelly's murder podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Harry would dig on that.
But what I'm giving you is a scenario where Maddie comes home. She's stressed. She's upset. She needs fatherly advice. She says, Dad... I'm supposed to do an ad for a special Instagram cereal this week. They require a personal testimonial, but they forgot to send me the free box of their product. Do I lie and say it was yummy? Like, this is stakes. This is drama.
That's a four-page scene right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Harry, the advice?
Well, you know, Harry, he's righteous. He'd be like, no, honey, you can't do it. If you haven't tasted or sampled this product, you got to tell the truth and just say, I can't put my face to something that I haven't tried.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a quarter page scene. Did
I $75?
Yeah, it's still.
Still? Okay.
Mm, okay.
Nah, he's just too, you know, he's straight as a die.
Yeah, okay, so you're not loving the stuff we're pitching for Maddie. You know, forget Maddie. There's too much baggage there. Let's say you're my dad. Can you tell me you're proud of me?
I am so proud of you. I love your show.
Wow, you listen.
And I love what you've done with your life. Thank I love you. How you represent this family.
Oh, my God.
You're my favorite child. And I hate the neighbor's children.
Thank
I
you,
hate
Daddy.
All children in the world but you. You're the only child I love.
That's all I ever wanted to hear.
That's
from
all
you.
You're getting out of me.
Thank you, Daddy.
That's cheaper than therapy.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG. Upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription, any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Should we, while we have some clips, should we get into some clips? We have some clips from the clips that we've seen before on the show.
We
right?
have some, yeah, so we have, we got three clips we're going to play.
Got anything new?
Well,
we have something
we're
new.
We're saving something
we're saving
new
that.
For the end.
Yeah. Teaser, okay.
Yeah.
And here's where I do my job. When we're doing the new thing, if I see you with your phone out recording the exclusive new clip, I'm going to sick both Boshes on you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't do
That's
that.
That's sacred.
Yeah, don't do that. Because they'll confiscate your phone.
But during the
this
old
This is worse
stuff?
Than Disney.
And you during
see,
the old
you
stuff.
You see some of these characters dressed in dark clothing, wearing shades?
That one right there.
Yep.
Yes.
That's the one.
I know that dude.
Yeah.
We served time in San Quentin together. And he is a cold stone killer. And a phone grabber.
Mm-hmm. He's known as the phone collector.
He's known as the phone collector.
Yeah.
You like Jean Renault, the professional? He's the phone collector.
He wasn't even and he wasn't even convicted of anything. He broke into prison because he heard.
Because he just wanted. Yeah, he just wanted to just roll in prison for a bit.
Seems so like my kind of guys.
Yeah.
So we'll play some clips and we can just kind of pitch on it. We can find some of the mistakes that were made.
Never
in the
too
last
late to punch
version.
It up, right?
There's a lot of casting stuff that I'm sure you're going to want to talk about.
Huge casting issues that might come up.
Yeah.
But just
stuff
like,
that feels false, you know what I mean?
But as we are.
That's my daily battle with these people.
Right. Yeah. This first,
wouldn't Bosch be hanging out with Hayes at Shod?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 But let's watch the clips and see, because some of this, I think, works.
Judge
some
for yourself.
Of it does
there's
work.
Some great stuff in there.
And there's a lot to work on, which is why we do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Can we watch a clip?
See the first clip?
Can we watch a clip,
Can
please?
We see it?
You heard the name La Mayorista?
Sounds like a gastrointestinal ailment, like La Turista.
How about Melinda Morales?
Refresh my memory?
75-year-old grandmother you're trying to evict.
Drugs were being dealt out of her apartment.
Not by her. Her grandson, who doesn't even live there.
LAPD arrested him on the property.
Okay, so mission accomplished, which is why you brought in the new manager.
To clean up the building, yes.
So why evict the old lady?
Violated her lease. We don't tolerate excessive tenant interaction with law enforcement.
Catch 22. Your manager calls LAPD about the dealers. LAPD comes and talks to your tenants. You evict them for talking to LAPD.
Only when it becomes a nuisance. Then we invoke the nuisance clause.
You know, I gotta say, call me crazy, but one might get the impression that you're trying to push your tenants out.
We're making our building safer for everyone.
Including locked fire doors and dead 10-year-old girls?
No one feels worse about this tragedy than we do.
So, a lot of great stuff.
Some stuff we liked.
You're
kind of
doing
a downer, right?
Yeah, what you said to her was also very disrespectful. In her office, kind of weird to
in
go
her
in her
office.
Office
yeah.
And
that's what Harry does.
Yeah.
That way, it was like 120 degrees. That was in a real building, not a set.
Hmm.
And it was so unbearably hot.
Okay.
Throw on a beanie. When it's hot out, you throw on a nice hot winter hat.
So if I was a little irritable in that scene,
mm-hmm. yeah,
it's because I was uncomfortable.
I have a lot of notes on the location. Everyone does seem very kind of like out of sorts. I think it's because nobody's eating.
Yeah.
People need lunch. These people need lunch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about the scene takes place at nice white tablecloth restaurant? Like, you do all these like amazing locations on the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Colicchio's craft in Century City. Every one of your interrogations, that becomes Bosch's like signature thing.
He's got like the corner booth, and it's like, that's where Bosch is holding.
He could do that
interviews.
Now. Yeah. Because he's a detective. So he could just say, meet me there.
Meet me there, yes.
But then.
He takes a long time deciding what to order.
Yeah.
He's had everything. Always ends up with the Jidori chicken.
And the iceberg wedge.
Yes. Oh, the big. And the big. Cut me a nice big wedge, please.
Yeah, yeah.
And they know. Big. They know to do a huge
they know.
Wedge.
He's a wedge guy.
Whatever
it's
the wedge
hemisphere.
Normally is, double the wedge.
Yes.
Actually, let's have it be like a semicircle at this point. I'll say, let's talk about the writing.
Yeah.
We have a very, very funny gastrointestinal disease joke at the top. Why don't we live in that and just you guys riff on other names of gastrointestinal diseases for 8 or 9 minutes on the show?
Yeah.
Like, and then we don't get all this crime stuff, which it's good, it's good, it's nice, but we've kind of seen that. But what I haven't seen is you guys just sit and try to one-up each other with the names of stomach diseases.
Yes, because I know that happened on set, you know? And if we bring Judd in on this, which I think we should, Judd lets that roll, and then that becomes the whole thing.
I think you're right.
And you cut the rest of the stuff. This stuff is just like a dead kid or something.
Just,
like,
it's just like, that's awful, not what I want
to
do.
Nobody wants to talk about that.
Awful.
I don't want to look. Fire part was honestly very scary, and I almost got underneath the table.
Yeah.
So it's like, as you're talking about that, I'm going like, I'm not going to watch TV from under the table. I'd rather watch it on my couch comfortably while you guys talk about, like, shitting and farting disease.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's, you know, that's TV. And hopefully that's IMDb TV.
Right. You said that very slowly.
I'm trying to fill time.
Should we do another clip? Do we have another clip to show that we can dig in on? Not asking you. Asking the people who are actually in charge of this project today. If we haven't, let's play it. If you have it.
You told me back then that you believed, if not in a better world, at least in the possibility of justice in this one.
I remember.
Do you still
believe in the possibility of justice?
In this world, for Sonia Hernandez.
Jury's still out.
Wow.
Whoa.
So if you don't believe in the possibility of justice in this world, or if you haven't decided, why are you using a jury to decide whether you believe in the possibility of justice?
I fucking knew that was coming. You telegraphed that one, man. That was low-hanging fruit, but you got me.
Yeah, no, it's just, I love it. It doesn't make any sense, and I'm wondering if that's a problem for the show.
Yeah.
I think, you know, so in terms of watching that, it was fun. Again, a little bit of a downer.
Yeah.
For the spinoff to lighten it up, and I know a lot of it's in the can, but whatever. What if it's, and I'm not even going to pitch that we're involved. What if instead of all this, like, I'm finding the killer and I'm doing, you know, and everybody's getting hurt, we call it Bosch Point-O. It's you. You're watching fail videos. Skateboarder falls down, hurts himself.
Yeah.
And you got a $1 million smirk. And kind of go like, that wasn't a good idea, chief. And then we're just on to the next one. We'll save a ton of dough.
Yes.
Maybe sometimes you do, I'm looking for the right word for it, some kind of internet redemption for people who've had videos go
poorly. That's an oxymoron alone.
Well, yeah.
You can say that.
Yeah, you can say that on the show. That's actually, Kevin, write that down. That would be a good Bosch Point-O, like, piece of patter for you to have leading up to just another video, you know? And then we're not, like, thinking about whether justice exists, like, I'm going to get a headache.
Yeah. You saw the gentleman up there. You said, my man.
That's Alan Rosenberg, who's one of the great actors of many generations.
Yes, for Alan.
And he...
Clapping for Alan.
Oh, no, he's actually... It's interesting.
Don't clap for Alan.
Hey, take it easy with the Alan claps.
Yes.
We're not
he makes
sure
a
yet.
Few appearances in the new show.
Okay.
Because he's back.
We established that relationship, and it's kind of, you know, when you see this, Harry's very much at sea, so we brought Alan back in to kind of, and it's some good stuff.
New theme song idea. We're bringing Alan back. This guy really knows how to act. Take it to the Bosch.
Yeah.
But like a scary, like a slow
it's
version.
Scary. It's much scarier
really
than that.
Really scary.
Yeah. It's got to be scary.
Slow it way down.
It's like a monster's voice. Yeah. It's a picture of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Just so people know that it's a scary show. I got another way to possibly lighten up the show. Nosh with Bosch. Instead of going to solve crimes, we just go to Tom Colicchio's craft.
Yes. Okay. Foodie culture, this is so big now.
It's so important.
Bosch is always going out eating like a tortilla on the hood of a car and stuff.
But the restaurant industry is suffering.
Yes.
And we could actually do some good here. Have you seen Somebody Feed Phil? Well, the notoriously reclusive creator of Everybody Loves Raymond got in front of the camera in order to help restaurants.
Yes.
And I don't know why you couldn't do the same thing, but instead of Phil, it's Bosch.
Bosch Nosh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you've got three cameras. You've got the over-the-shoulder like here, but also the one going straight down on the table. You have a drone hovering right over the table. It's loud.
But imagine
it's clipping you a little bit with its. With
but it's coming out of the kitchen, so you're there for the food prep and then follow out like a kind of a Goodfellas thing.
Yes.
And you get it to the tape.
Mm-hmm. Look, people are going to get hurt by the drone. There's going to be some bumps along the way.
Look, it happens. You know what? Suck it up, cupcake.
That's modern production. Like, that's going
to
happen.
It's going to fall into the food. Just have to keep going. You have to eat the drone.
It shouldn't be in the kitchen, but it's going to be in the kitchen.
Have you ever messed around with a drone before? Those things are scary.
Every now and then.
Telling tales out of school here, but I messed around with a drone once or twice. You got me.
That's a firm no.
Is it that obvious?
Yeah.
No, I know how a drone works.
Yeah. Long weekend, I'll lie to my wife and say I'm going to visit
me and
my
the guys
mom
were going
something.
Fishing.
Yeah.
Nope.
Droning.
Drone. I am with a drone messing around. Me, a drone, a hotel room, and a bottle of wine. That's a weekend. Do you got something?
Did we get all the key messaging?
I'm looking at the key messaging.
Yeah.
I'm feeling
we're approaching
so
the sandwich language.
Much of it. We're close to sandwich language. All right, let's talk about. So Bosch has a partner.
Mm.
I have a partner.
Mm.
The dynamics of partnership in podcasting and police work is pretty similar, isn't it?
We inspire each other in a way, don't we?
Does it ever feel like when you're doing the show, like, me and J. Edgar are just being Hayes and Sean right now?
I know.
And we feel the same thing. We go, I go, that was total J. Edgar what you did. And he said, I know, Bosch. Because we're doing it too.
Yeah.
But let's just, potential scenario for the new show. You've got a big witness interview scheduled. Your partner makes you reschedule it three or four times to accommodate what he's got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you show up, you're stuck making small talk with the witness for like 25 minutes while your partner is
Jay
not
Edgar's
there.
Late.
And not answering texts.
He forgot.
And Jay Edgar's the one who like knows the witness guest.
Yeah.
So it's pretty uncomfortable. What might Bosch do to kind of let J. Edgar know, hey man, that really wasn't okay with me?
I think that sums it up. I think he would say,
he just says it?
You left me out there.
He wouldn't create
and I'm hurt.
Show. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Tells him.
Now J. Edgar's crying. you actually didn't know that he's got a lot going on. And you didn't even think to ask.
Okay, now so Bosch is backpedaling.
Yeah.
Bosch is in trouble here. So what he's got to say is, I overreacted. It's actually good that you were so late.
I learned something here today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's
okay.
Big.
This is going to
It's a teaching moment.
That's really
it's going to help
for the audience.
Well, we try to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a moral to the tale.
Teaching moment. There's also
it's
a
school.
Lot of...
Text back.
There are a lot of Easter eggs in there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Easter eggs for a minute.
Okay.
What from this panel should I be keeping an eye out for in the show?
You might just see Harry wearing a snazzy flannel shirt.
Okay.
And some desert boots.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
One's untied?
One's untied.
Cool.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing these days.
Yeah, you better believe it.
I see a lot of you kids
a
running around.
A lot of us zoomers. Yeah, we're going around. We're keeping one shoe
and
untied.
The shirt's untucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually very young as well. And it's funny. Somebody must have tied this for me. One of the IMDb TV employees didn't realize that I'm actually quite young. So, I'm going one untied. It's normal. It's normal for me.
You're too old for the Velcro sneakers, let's face it.
Yeah. I'm old for the Velcro sneakers, but I'm too young to have like both shoes tied. Yeah. Like, give me a break.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's
crazy
lame.
Talk.
We're big boys.
Yeah, that's the thing.
We have a really exciting announcement.
Ready?
As fans know, Bosch is all about the LA hotspots when it comes to food. So we're excited to share that we have sandwiches. Courtesy of IMDb TV. For everyone to grab on the way out from Uncle Polly's Deli.
True story. True.
Italian cold cut. Caprese. That's it.
Don't come up to me after, I want a meatball sub. Then go to Uncle Polly's Deli and order one. They're excellent. But this is free, so it's caprese.
It tastes better.
Yes.
We also have 4 minutes. That's it. The first 4 minutes, right?
We have 4 minutes of the new show that you guys are going to get to be the first people to ever lay their eyes on it.
Yes.
It's not that good.
But no theme.
Okay, okay.
And no theme song. So a lot of it will just be silent.
It's just people's names kind of like credit scroll.
Yes.
Maybe some overhead footage of LA. Maybe drone footage,
cool.
Huh?
Yeah. It's really cool.
Bring me back to my wild
We're excited
weekend.
For you to see it. Thank you so much for being here. Can we thank Titus, please? For everything.
Thanks
all
for coming.
Your claps out. This is for everything. It's your only chance to thank Titus. Thank you, IMDb TV. Thank you, Vulture. Vulture Fest.
Thank
huh?
you, Vulture
Is this your
Fest.
First Vulture Fest?
Yes.
Wow. You'll be back.
I'll be back.
First of many.
Yeah.
He's hooked. We got the hook in him.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you guys for having me, because this, this has been a lot of fun. You guys are
well,
a little...
Of course we would have. Wasn't our decision, but of course we would have. But yes.
You're a little too serious for my taste. I thought we were going to be a little bit you more lighthearted.
Yeah. You want to... We're like... talking about the show, giving a lot of information, and you're like looking to just
Well, I'm
kind
looking
of party.
To improve my brand because people think I'm serious, and so I'm trying to be lighthearted, and you guys were just so serious.
Yeah.
Did you know favors?
We made you leave the props back there. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's just not that kind of it's
but
an
maybe
audio
next time
show
we just is... we just maybe we lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah, we do the props.
No,
okay.
Let's get another one on the books, and for that one I'm going to be a little silly.
So sponsored by MedMen.
Yes. Perfect. Yes. We'll do the weed show next time. Yes. We forgot to talk about weed.
Cheech and Chong.
Oh, yes.
We'll do
never
that.
Gets old.
Yes.
Stoner humor never gets old.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it's funny to people who aren't stoned. That's what's so good about
it. It's actually funnier to people that aren't stoned.
Yeah. It's better for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I digress.
Thank you again for being here today. Watch the show. Have a good time. Stay cool. We love you.
Last season, on Bosch, you know, on my desk at work, I have pictures of 3 young women. They've never been identified. The murders have never been solved. And
why do you keep them, the pictures?
To remind me, everybody counts or nobody counts.
Detective, when you shot and killed Mr. Flores, weren't you, in effect, avenging your mother's death?
Objection.
You got a lot of fucking nerve.
Say you're on, Detective. Most likely in court. Guys like you never stop stepping on their own dicks.
Borders claimed from the get-go the police manipulated the evidence. No basis for it. It's bullshit. I've never planted evidence.
I believe you.
So is that a yes?
How can I not take you on as a client? It's too delicious. You're like a feral cat. You don't trust anyone.
You take too many risks.
We're cut from the same stone, you and I. We do what we have to.
Yes.
Yeah, I just got to say that.
All right.
That's it. That's a good little tease.
Yeah.
What I can tell you, I'll just tell you the whole season what happens.
Please.
The new show will be with Mimi Rogers, and she's working for a different practice, and still recovering from, she has severe PTSD from being shot by this assassin. Maddie is a LAPD cop, and Harry's he's a private eye, and they're sort of three standalone stories, and then they kind of intersect. And the writers have done a great job of bringing these characters kind of in and out of each other's lives. But it's a different show. It has the same tone that Bosch had, but the focus is different. But I'm really proud of the show, and I think it doesn't matter if one never saw Bosch and just started with this, you'd be fine, because the integrity of the character of Bosch and Michael's books is there every step of the way, and I'm proud of it, and I think that we've done a really good job, and I look forward to everybody.
So sorry, Titus, my ride is here.
That's my manager.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Anyway, awesome. Let's all get
it's
together
be good.
And watch it.
Let's watch it together.
Thank you.
The collective cinematic experience. This is what Quentin was talking about.
I want to say again, thank you to IMDb TV, and I'm not at all upset that the 4-minute clip that we showed was 3 minutes and 59 seconds of a recap.
Mostly previously on, yes.
Because the little bit that I did see, whoo boy, am I ready to watch. Bye.
Bye.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss the Cupid Shuffle, the boys review the Hollywood Handbook Street Team, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.